The first day of November was the Feast of All Saints. That celebration began way back in the 4th century as the Feast of All Martyrs. See, back in those days, there were lots of martyrs, and the church decided that if you were brave enough to die for your faith, you would automatically be declared a saint. On Monday, we celebrate Veterans Day. That was a day originally that marked the armistice at the end of World War I. But it soon was changed in this country to honor all military veterans. Many soldiers and sailors throughout our history have been called upon to make the ultimate sacrifice, to give up their lives in service to our country. Well, today's first reading tells us about the Maccabees, a family of Jewish martyrs, seven brothers and their mother. At the time that the Greeks ruled Israel, tried to force the Jews, to adopt pagan religious practices. Among them was eating pork. Now, as far as I'm concerned, bacon goes with anything, anytime. But the Maccabees refused to give in to these dietary rules because they felt that if they abandoned even one little rule, they were abandoning their entire faith. To them, to compromise at all would be to compromise everything. And so they were persecuted and tortured and killed, all eight of them. But none of these, the Maccabees, the early Christian martyrs, our soldiers and sailors who died on the battlefield, died in vain. For how they lived their lives meant much more than how they died. They died for the values that gave their lives meaning. And so it should be with us. If we don't have a cause or a purpose or a moving force in life, then not only is our life meaningless, but so much more will be our death. Unless we have something to really live for in this life, death makes no sense at all. You see, death is a natural part of life, but it's not the end of life. It's simply a transition into eternity. This transition is a continuation of the life that God shares with us at the moment of baptism. In this life, we begin the journey to the kingdom, which is only fulfilled in eternity. If we are not concerned about living in the here and now, then we won't be concerned about living in the hereafter either. We need values to live for and ultimately to die for. As we spend these couple of weeks renewing our annual commitment to stewardship, we need to ask ourselves, what gives meaning to our lives? To be a faithful steward is to recognize that our lives would be nothing without God, and that God has blessed us with so many gifts that bring us goodness. What are we doing with those gifts? Faith in eternal life has energized Christians for centuries. It has also, unfortunately, caused some Christians to neglect the immediate task at hand, the right ordering of this world in preparation for the coming of the kingdom of God. Today's liturgy counteracts that tendency with a message of doing God's work on earth and giving our lives in service to all. For what do you live? What gives value and meaning to your life? If we don't practice our faith, it is simply dead. But Jesus reminds us in the gospel tonight that God is God of the living, not of the dead. If we live for him now, we have been promised that we will live with him forever. That is our eternal consolation and our hope. And I would invite you again tonight to please turn inside your missalettes, front or back covers, and please join with me in praying our parish stewardship prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for the unique gifts you have given us to foster your kingdom here on earth. Inspire us to examine our values, always placing you at the center of our lives. Open our hearts and realize that we are blessed and called to share our gifts with others. Help us to be good stewards of the gifts entrusted to us, to share our time, our talent, and our treasure, to connect, serve, and impact the world. Amen. And now I want to invite you, if you returned your stewardship renewal forms tonight that you picked up last week, to please bring them forward and place them in these two baskets that are on the corners of the sanctuary steps, not the center basket, but the ones on the corners here. And if you did not pick one up last week, they are still available at the entrances to the doors of the church, and we remind you to please take one with you tonight if you don't have one already.